So let us now move into a little practice. I invite you to close your eyes if you'd like, or just have a soft gaze to the floor. And this is really a very simple practice of feeling the fire of divine love in the heart. We'll start with a deep breath, a clearing breath, and then relaxing on the exhale. And again, in breath, and relaxing on the exhale. And now allowing your awareness focus in the heart area. And imagine that with each in-breath, you can breathe right through the center of your chest. So you feel each in-breath coming in and then going out. Now I'd like to invite you to think of someone who you love, someone whom you naturally love without any hesitation. It's just so clear. Just the thought of the person brings a smile to your face, or the being. It might be a pet or whatever it might be. It's something that immediately you just naturally feel. Your heart warms just at the thought of this being. And as you breathe in, feeling that warmth and that light of love in your heart, imagine it as a little flame. Because when you feel the love in your heart, you can feel that warmth, right? You feel that slight expansion, that warm, fuzzy, good feeling. That's what I want you to feel. When you think of this person or this being that you love, you naturally feel that love. So contact that subtle feeling of warmth and radiance in your heart when you feel that love. And now, with each in-breath, I want you to imagine that flame of love being fanned by the breath. So the breath itself is blowing on that flame of love in your heart. And as the breath comes in, that flame grows a little hotter and a little brighter. And on the exhale, directing that love to this being that you love. On the inhale, feeling that flame of love being fanned. Feeling that flame grow brighter and hotter. And on the exhale, directing that warmth and light of love to this person, to this being that you love. Very subtle. And now think of someone else that you love. And do the same practice. Just feeling that light and warmth grow hotter and brighter with each in-breath. And with each out-breath, directing that love to that person. Notice on the out-breath is, as you direct that love to someone else, you are also feeling the blessing of the love. So as you give the blessing of love, love blesses the giver. Again, feeling that flame grow hotter and brighter on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, directing that love to this person. And now allow in your mind someone who is in need of love, someone who is suffering, someone perhaps with whom you have a tension. Just whoever comes to mind, just hold that person's face in your mind. And on the in-breath, feeling that flame grow hotter and brighter. And on the out-breath, just sending that love to this person. With no agenda, no strings attached, no outcome that you're trying to create. Just breathing in, feeling that flame of love burning hotter and brighter. Breathing out, directing it to this person in need. And now finally, again, holding that image of a flame, feeling the warmth and light, and feeling that grow stronger on the in-breath, and on the out-breath, directing to another person who is in need, which is yourself. Allowing yourself to direct that love to yourself. Not as an act of self-indulgence, but simply as an experience of the universal unconditional love that is there for you as well. Directing that love to your inner organs and throughout your body. Because every being in the universe, every single being in the universe thrives on love and needs love. Every organ in your body, every cell in your blood, in your bones, in your physical body, as well as your ethereal body and your spiritual body, all need love. All thrive on love. Love is the energy and the fuel. Love is the great all. Be just an exercise in eternal tedium. But love awakens, love energizes. Love infuses with the presence of the ultimate lover. And that presence enters every fiber of our being. So on the in-breath, feeling that love in your heart, being fanned by the flame of the breath, the mystery of the breath. And on the out-breath, allowing that love to suffuse your entire being. Try to become aware of the very subtle vibrations, part of the whole skill set that we will be working to develop over these next 8 weeks, is more subtle levels of perception, subtle vibrational energies. Subtle colors, presences. And there's a whole symphony of them inside of us. So try to open your perception to the subtle dimensions of your own breath. And again, on the in-breath, drawing in this most mysterious and intimate companion, this nourisher of the life force, drawing it into your heart, feeling your heart expand with love. And now on the out-breath, directing that love to the very source of love itself, back to the source in whatever way you conceive of this, as God, as the beloved, as the Dharmakaya, or the Tao, or the Great Spirit. Or if you're a diehard scientist and believe that the universe was created by random chance, then direct this love to random chance, because that is your creator. But feel that love swelling in your heart. And on the exhale, give that love back to the source. And if you can't picture it, that's okay. Intend it. Simply send out that love from your heart back to the source. And for those of you who are parents, you know there's nothing so precious as when your child finally radiates love back to you unbidden. Unconditionally, without trying to get anything, without trying to be good, but simply because they have an experience of you and they love you and they allow that love to be reflected back as a gift. For it is a gift. It is a profound gift both to receive your love. And it's a gift to be able to give your love back to the giver and back to the source of all love. And in doing that, we enact this circle of love, which will be a theme we'll be speaking of throughout. That we are the beloved of God, and God is the beloved of the human soul. And so by giving our love back to this infinite mystery that we call God, we are completing this circle of love. And as the Sufis say, God is humanity's secret. Humanity is the secret of God. And this is the secret of secrets. So now we'll just slowly, gently open your eyes.